First song will be 960. Open our eyes, Lord. Prepare our minds for the worship.
Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch Him and say that we love Him. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus.
Welcome everyone to Lindsley Avenue on this beautiful Lord's Day. Especially like to welcome all our visitors. We're having a luncheon, fellowship luncheon directly after services, and want everybody to stay for that. We've got lots of food and we don't want to throw it away, so stay and eat with us. On our prayer list, we want to pray for our church and the work we're doing here individually. Sister Reva Greer, Brother Jimmy Greer, Sister Charlotte Cleaver, Sister Betty Curry, Brother James Newcomb, Sister Zelma Newland, Brother J.T. Williams, Sister Deb Tumlin, Brother Philip Sullivan, Sister Heather Flynn, everyone that knows assisted living needs, we need to keep them in our prayers. Brother Dean Crafton, Brother Carl, Sister Greta Hopper, Brother Dalton Wright, and Brother Roger Freeman, Sister Barbara Hawks also. So let's keep all these people in our prayers. We'll go to God right now. Holy Father, we thank you for all the brothers and sisters that you sent to us. We love them so much. They help us each day. We pray that you watch over them and bless them. And if they can't be with us, we would ask that you restore them to us. Guide their caregivers and comfort their families as only you can. Father, we pray for our church that we can do your will here and hear your word and go out into the world and shine a light for you. Father, we pray for our nation that we can be righteous and follow your laws. We pray for the world that we can be at peace. And we thank you for your Son who gave up his life for us. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Well, good morning, Lindsley Avenue. Thank you all for being here. Thank you all for joining us live and watching either live or later on. And again, greetings to all of you out there in Knowlesville. We've got a special service today. We're going to be singing, doing a whole lot of singing. There will be a short, and don't laugh, there will be a short little amount of commentary that I'll have at the end of most of the songs. It is going to be short. But we wanted to focus on Jesus today. This is the calendar week where many people are looking to the past, coming up on Passover and what is often called Easter, where people are thinking about Jesus, and I think that's altogether a good thing. It's always good to think about Jesus. We do that here each and every Sunday morning. We focus on Jesus' life, his death, burial, and resurrection every time we gather. But I think it's good to have a period of kind of a timeout. Now let's focus on Jesus, all the many wonderful aspects of Jesus. We're going to do that in song today. We're going to be having two alternating psalm leaders. Mark Summers, our regular psalm leader, and also Ted Parks will be leading singing for us today. He's going to come up now and lead our first two songs. So if you're watching at home, don't be embarrassed. Join in and sing along with us. And certainly, Knowles, sing as loud as you can. I'm going to see if I can hear you later today. Let's all sing and praise God.
Good morning.
Morning.
Tell me the story of Jesus.
Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word.
Angels implore us, say.
Thank you. Let us pray. Lord, as we take it to you in prayer, as the hymn we just sang, it bears to mind those that are troubled, those that are without Christ in their life. And we pray, Lord, for your patience, and we pray, Lord, for your teachings, that we may go out and minister to those who are sick and those who are unhoused. Lord, we want to pray for this church. We pray for your blessings on this church, through mercy, and we pray for those of us that are here today, that you may watch over us and keep us safe. Lord, we pray for those of our first responders that are risking their life every day, along with our troops that are scattered throughout the world. We pray, Lord, you keep them safe. All of us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The reading today, I say, is from John 3:14-17. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Praise be to God.
The next song will be All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, number 19.
All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all.
The poor and them that mourn.
Number 48, Anywhere with Jesus.
Anywhere with Jesus, I can safely go. Anywhere he leads me in this world below. Anywhere without him, dearest joys would fade. Anywhere with Jesus, I am not afraid. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus, I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus, I am not
Amen. Scripture reading, John 14, 1 through 6. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many homes. If it weren't so, I would have told you. I am going to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be there also. You know where I go, and you know the way. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Next song will be Dear Lord and Father of Mankind, 122.
Dear Lord and Father of Mankind, forgive our foolish ways. Reclothe us in our rightful mind. Endure life, thy service find. In thee for reverence praise. In simple trust, like theirs who heard beside the Syrian sea. A gracious calling of the Lord, let us like them without a word rise up and follow thee. O Sabbath rest, my Galilee, O God of hills above, where Jesus now to share with thee the science of eternity, interpreted by love. God thy still news, the quietness till all our striving cease. Take from our souls the strain and stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of thy peace.
Next song I will sing of my Redeemer, at number 300.
I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross he suffered, from the birth to set me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. Hey,
564.
On Christ the Son, on Christ the Son.
I do appreciate Mark and Ted as they have been leading us in singing today. The technical things were my fault, so we always have learning curves, and it's complicated when we have so many things going on, so I apologize for that. I love the fact that our thought for the day has been, let us focus on Jesus. Had Phil and Brian read to us, I think, two sets of verses that really do, in fact, put the focus on Jesus. So I'll tell you the punchline right now. I really want us all to focus on Jesus this week. Sure, it leads up to the time that we think of as Easter. We should focus on Jesus each and every day. So for just a couple of minutes, I want to look at a couple of verses. In fact, the first one starts out, let us focus our attention on Jesus. Hebrews 12, verse 2. Let us focus our attention on Jesus. He is the pioneer and finisher of our faith, who, in view of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. We talked about that in class. Disregarding its shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Look at that for a moment. Let us focus our attention on Jesus. Jesus is the reason we have faith. The verse says he is the pioneer, the author. He is the beginning of our faith. Our faith starts with Jesus. Without Jesus, there wouldn't be faith that would lead us home to God. Our faith begins with him. In fact, everything began with him. We are told that through Jesus, nothing has been made that has been made. Through him, the worlds were created. Jesus is that agent of creation when God spoke so long ago. He's the reason we are here. Our faith, all things begin with Jesus. Our faith also ends with him. The word finisher is the idea of finishing a race. Our faith will end, it will become sight when we finish the race, when we have endured and when we go home to be with Jesus. There's no need for anything beyond Jesus. We don't need things that are written by people, whether they are statements of different things. We're focusing on Jesus. If we're doing what Jesus said, if we're doing things that the apostles, his ambassadors, his emissaries, his messengers told to the Christians after Jesus went home to be with God, that's all we're ever going to need. He endured the cross for us. And he despised the shame. We don't really think about that very often. I mean, we live in a culture today that has no shame. Shame? Shame of what? Well, to be crucified, to be nailed without any clothing to the cross, that's how the Romans did it, to expose himself to the world as he was and thought as a criminal. He didn't care about the shame. When we see sometimes people who are, you know, been caught with something and the cameras are there, what do? You know, they're all trying to cover it. They're all trying to hide. It's I suspect, potentially some shame. I hope it's some shame. Realization that I've done something I shouldn't do. And none of that with Jesus. No shame at all, because in view of the joy that had been set before him, he paid the price for our sins. Now let's make it personal. For my sins. My sins. Don't think about the world as a whole. Think about right here. Each one of us. If everybody else in the whole world had never done anything wrong except for me, Jesus would have done exactly what he did. How incredible is that? I want you to look at another passage over here for just a moment. Colossians 3:1, since you were raised from the dead with Christ, aim at what's in heaven where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. God breathed, as it were, new life into us. We became alive, really, I might think, for the first time when we died to self and began living for him. Romans 6, Paul says that we are buried with Christ in baptism into his death, so that just as God raised up Jesus, so we too are raised up to walk as a brand new person. If I am raised from the dead with Christ, that should mean that I have been buried with him and I now have been raised with him, and my mind needs to be on things above, not things on the here and now. So how do we aim for what's in heaven? How do we aim for what's in heaven? Aim at what is in heaven. How do we do that? Well, look at verse 2. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. It seems like there's some sporting event that's going on these days. I mean, I hear rumors of that. I don't know anything about it. I really shouldn't lie in the church building. But I mean, there seems like there's sporting events. There's things going on in the world, politics, all these other things that just seem to consume everybody. Those are all earthly things. Am I really thinking about things above? Am I thinking about becoming the kind of person God wants me to be because he paid the price for me? Jesus died to give me an opportunity to change and become the kind of person he wants me to be. So what would I ask of each of us today? Focus on Jesus, which to me, relatively simple, means love God, love our neighbors. But it all begins, it starts with dying to self. If you have not yet become a member of God's family, by understanding what Jesus did, by understanding he wants you to turn around and quit walking toward doing the things you want to do, which God calls sinful, and just take that first step away from those, that step back to God, and then to be immersed in water, which is called baptism, so that you can allow God to forgive your sins, and you can be raised to walk, brand new person, brand new person. Today is your opportunity. Please don't let it slip away as we stand and sing.